So what I'd like to do, heads up to the back desk, a little music in the background, our today's music, Marab, just use that. I'd like you to feel into that safe space. Maybe you haven't tapped into it a while, and maybe you don't think it's there, but it is. Let's allow that to come forth right now. Let's take a deep breath. You're the safe space. You know, you've had all these aspects and this mind crap going on, and who am I, and what am I supposed to be doing, and what am I here on the planet for, and how do I overcome the ghosts and the demons within? That's in the past. It truly is. And there's kind of a simple formula. As the world goes crazier, you're going to be more sane. You're going to be more safe. It's kind of like you're watching the outside world and, it's going to be going crazy. And suddenly you realize, you know, I've really cleaned up a lot of the stuff inside. The aspects, they're integrating back. All that old, those old memories, that head talk. You know, something's been happening all this time. Something's been happening. It's cleaning itself up, you know, because truly your own past lives, they're coming into realization. They're letting go of stuff. That's the key to everything. Letting go of the wounds and the old issues and the old fears. Do you realize that, you know, the safe space has been in the making and now it's available right now? Whereas it used to be pretty unsafe going inside. Well, sometimes you do anything to avoid it, just keeping yourself so busy with kind of useless activities, frantic activities, just to avoid what's inside. But now you go in there and check it out. Check it out. It's getting pretty balanced. It's not about what you're doing in life right now. It's not about activities. It's not about any of that. It's kind of just getting back in touch with that safe space. And why is it there right now? Why? Well, because you've been doing a lot of allowing. I know you curse me every time I mention allowing. And you're like, how much more allowing can I do? A lot. The safe space is there because you're allowing yourself to connect once again to what you'd call your soul. And more than that, the soul's wonderful, but the master. The master. Some would call it, maybe an oversoul or your higher self or that. And we use the term master, meaning that it's the wisdom of all your past lives brought together in that kind of human-like persona, but a human that's in wisdom, in balance, and safe. That master, you know, just imagine for a moment all of your lifetimes now. Their wisdom, not their crap, but their wisdom. And your wisdom from this lifetime, that's the master. And what's happening now, just as a part of a natural process facilitated by your allowing, is that you're starting to commune with the master. Maybe you didn't even realize it. Maybe it was just kind of a subtle background thing. Maybe you were expecting voices, but it's here now. And the master, you know, doesn't tell you what to do, when to do it. Master loves just chatting, if that's what you want to do. But the master is there just emanating its light to you, the human, who is still here. Oh, you're the human. This lifetime, this is of prime importance to the soul, to the master, what you're doing here. And you tap back into that. Commune with it. You know, Sam talked a lot about communing, communicating, energy exchange. And again, don't expect words, but do expect that the master has tremendous empathy, because it is the culmination of your human lives. Master isn't some fluffy angel. Master doesn't have wings like angels do, because the master comes from the human, from all the experiences, and it's now the wisdom. Let yourself feel that. Let it come to you. You don't have to reach out for it. You don't have to go out there. Let it come to you. As you radiate your light, as a human on the planet, the Master is radiating their light to you, just to you, only to you. And here's that safe space. Here's where you realize that you're not crazy. You're not crazy. Well, there's been times when you thought you were, and times when you just didn't fit into the rest of the world, times when you just wondered, what the hell am I doing here? But now you feel into the Master, and you start to remember. And I have to point out very, very carefully here, you start to remember, and there's still a little bit of that old mind self, the human mind self, that jumps in and says, you're making this up. No, you're not. Not at all. You're starting to get glimpses and remembrances, and they may not be clear right away, and you may not get it precisely. I mean, if you're looking for dates and times and specifics, but you're starting to get it. And as you allow this, you start to realize more and more why you're here. You start to remember. Start to remember the whole journey of getting here. And you realize, I am not crazy. That is being in the safe space. I know for so many of you, you've gone through that in your life. I must be crazy. What I'm doing doesn't make sense. It's not logical. You've tried to copy other people. You've tried to, you know, be like them, and that didn't work. And then you figure you're double crazy. You don't fit in with them either. That's a terrible space to be in. I am crazy. But we get here, particularly right on the eve of Heaven's Cross, and well, you feel into that safety within the Master, and you realize, damn, I wasn't crazy. I was just a rebel, a pirate. I took a much less traveled road. I took a much different path. That's where I come to you and say, so had to do it all over again, would you? And you say, hell yes. Hell yes. And then you tell me, I knew I was going to get through it. I knew. I knew it all worked. I knew it all the way along. And then I remind you of a lot of our late night conversations and the bitching and the moaning. And, oh, Adamus, I was just fooling you. I knew I was going to get here. Feel into the safe space. It's always there for you. Some days may be a little bit more clear than other days. But it becomes safer and safer and safer, even in a crazy world. As you remember really who you are, why you're here, what you're doing. And of your true abilities, and work with energy in a conscious way, to really choose the life you want. Let's breathe into that safe space. Remember, it's not out there. Definitely not out there. It's right here, always has been.